In December of 2012, Governor Rick Snyder signed legislation that made Michigan a right-to-work state. The story of how that effort was funded and what it could mean in other states is the subject of a recent story in Mother Jones magazine. Reporter Andy Kroll, a Portage Central High School graduate, wrote the story with the headline, "Meet the New Kochs, the DeVos Klan's Plan to Defund the Left." So could right-to-work have happened in Michigan without someone like Dick DeVos being able to provide the funding and lead the charge?
I don't see how that could be possible. As I sketch out in this story, right to work, you know, it was a pipe dream in the state of Michigan for decades, and it was always sort of this unattainable and frankly crazy notion because Michigan is a very heavily unionized state compared to most of the rest of the country, cradle of the modern labor movement. And so this idea was just sort of kicking around, and it was on a conservative wish list, if you will. But when you got Dick DeVos and his family, you know, this includes his very politically savvy wife, Betsy DeVos, who used to run the state Republican Party, when he comes onto the scene and some of his allies in the mid-2000s and really starts thinking about how to potentially make this a reality and really starting to fundraise and talk about putting serious money behind it, this notion of right to work in Michigan goes from being crazy and a pipe dream to being something that actually had a chance.
But after Dick DeVos lost his bid for governor in 2006, he had some polling information from Bill McInturf, a regular contributor to NPR, as a matter of fact. And among the things they found was that there would be some pretty widespread support for a right-to-work law in Michigan. But they didn't jump on this right away. The timeline's kind of interesting. Were they sitting back waiting for the right moment, or was there a process going on in those intervening years?
Both. They get Bill McInturf to conduct this poll, and the numbers come back, and they seem to be favorable to an effort like right-to-work.
Kroll says DeVos and his allies were advised not to seek a ballot proposal. Instead, DeVos and Ron Weiser, an Ann Arbor resident and former ambassador to the Slovak Republic, were told they needed a Republican legislature and a Republican governor.
Ron Weiser, with Dick's help, becomes the head of the state Republican Party. And, you know, they invest money in the Mackinac Center, you know, a free market think tank that supports right to work. And then they start fully building the groundwork and biding their time, you know, looking for the right moment. So it's a combination of those two things.
So is passing a right-to-work law in Michigan then seen as a blueprint for something that could be done in other states, perhaps many other states?
Yeah. Well, Michigan is the 24th state to be right-to-work, so there are 26 more options. But yeah, it absolutely is. I mean, after the bill was signed by Governor Snyder on December 11th, 2012, you know, Dick DeVos kind of went on the road a little bit, as did some of the members of the legislature who were the biggest boosters of right to work. Dick DeVos gave a speech at the Heritage Foundation in early 2013, essentially laying out how they did it. It was very interesting because usually large donors like Dick DeVos don't step into the limelight.
Kroll says other conservative groups are featuring Michigan as a model.
State Senator Patrick Kolbeck, a Republican in Michigan, said he talked to folks in Illinois, Missouri, and New Hampshire, to name three states, about right to work and how Michigan pulled it off and how they could too. So yeah, it's absolutely an effort possibly being replicated elsewhere.
I want to go back to something that's in the headline of your article, the DeVos Klan's plan to defund the left. How does defunding the left work into all this?
The labor movement obviously dislikes right to work because they believe it allows workers, you know, in a unionized workplace, essentially to what they call freeload or free ride. They don't pay dues, but they can still benefit from, you know, a union negotiating a contract and that kind of stuff. Essentially, right to work, it's been shown in other states, bleeds the labor unions of their dues, of member dues, which is the lifeblood of their organization.
Those dues also fund, in some cases, political activities. Kroll says even with declining membership, unions are an important part of the Democratic Party's fundraising and organizing efforts.
And if you bleed the unions of their dues, you essentially start to defund Democratic politics and progressive politics. And this is a real threat for the left, and which is, you know, why they see right-to-work laws as toxic.
Andy Kroll is a reporter for Mother Jones magazine. A link to the article Meet the New Kochs, the DeVos Klan's Plan to Defund the Left, is at WMUK.org. A longer interview with Andy Kroll can be heard on West Southwest Wednesday morning at 9:20. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.